Bushun and then we magani dug. Beishigo benesia que indigo, mang and do dame. Ga osa squajime cog and doon jaba. Ga misqua wako cog ninda. Elaine Fleming is the name that I'm mostly called, but it's Beishigo benesia que, one Thunderbird woman that the universe knows me by. And I'm a member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, and I live in Cass Lake, Minnesota, the place that we call Gamiskwa Wakokag, the place where there were red cedar trees, May Wen Sha, long ago, until that old Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox came along and cut them down before they moved on to other places where other trees were growing. And they left us things like our red cedar trees were gone. And also our blueberries, you know, because they also cut down our old jack pine because they weren't a cash crop. And the blueberries like to grow where the old jack pines grow. And so when you're disrespectful to one of the plants in a community of plants, when you're disrespectful to one of them, then the other ones, they'll move on too. So, welcome to History of Leech Lake. And I'm going to be talking about the Bogonogishik School. And you know that name Bogonogishik, when they named that name, they had a ceremony. And Eddie Benton Benet came and Porky White. And they named the school Bogonogishik, but it wasn't after just the old man, Bogonogishik from Sugar Point. It was for Chief Bogonogishik of Gull Lake, Chief Bogonogishik the Elder, and also Chief Bogonogishik the Younger, the one that was assassinated by many of the pillagers from our area. But it's all a part of history, and that's what I'm here to share with you, a little bit of history. And to talk about the Bogonogishik School, I have to talk about many other things, too. Because, like, when you start talking, it takes you to different places. But recently, I talked with Mike Schmidt, and many of us know him. You know, he taught in the Cass Lake Bina School District, and he also taught at the Bogonogishik School, where he's still teaching. And he's currently teaching American history based on a timeline starting after the Civil War to the present, and also the senior social studies course at Bogonogishik School. Both of those courses are required at the Bogonogishik School. He's also teaching two courses that can be taken as electives. One is video production, and the other is Leech Lake History, Past to Present, which he explained that he actually teaches present to the past. Now, I teach history of Leech Lake, too, at Leech Lake Tribal College, and you never quite know where to start when you're talking about history. But, you know, because every story, it starts in the middle of something that happened. So if you talk about the Bogonogishik School today and about Mike, well, then you can go back and you can talk about old Bogonogishik of Leech Lake. You could talk about that last war that happened at Sugar Point. You could talk about the Bogonogishiks of Gull Lake. And so anyway, Mike, he's very knowledgeable. He's lived in the Cass Lake area, I think, for about 45 years. And he got here around 1970 when all the civil rights activity was going on. And so he was one of them old hippies, he said. Not like the hippies that you saw in the movies, but one of the more Oh, I would say a more mellow kind of a hippie. And this Bhagwan Gigshik school that he was one of the first teachers of, it's a tribal contract school. And Mike was one of the two original teachers. After the original 80 students walked out of the Cass Lake High School in 1975, Rose Goggle-Eye was the second teacher. And so I graduated from Cass Lake High School in 1970. And so I was gone when all this happened. But before Mike Schmidt, who is one of our adopted Leech Lake band members, before he moved to Cass Lake, he attended the University of Minnesota at Morris. And back in those days, Skip Finn was there and also Phil Blakely. And there was another Ojibwe woman, but Mike had forgotten his name when we were talking, but she was from the White Earth Reservation. And they were all attending the U of M at Morris. By 1973, Mike had graduated with a license to teach and moved north to the Cass Lake area. He said he might have been considered a hippie, like I said. Remember those times? I remember them. We were wearing bell bottoms. And in the early 1970s, we were wrapping our braids with red cloth. The young boys were growing their hair long, and the young men were growing their hair long and braiding it. And we were even wearing cowboy boots on Ojibwe feet. But Mike, he built his home out there near Farden Park, and that's where he still lives. And he's a part of our history. You know, he's a Chumukaman, but he's also an adopted band member. We adopted him because of all the good things he does for our people. And you know, a nation has a legal and moral right to decide who their citizens are going to be. So Mike, because of his service to our nation, Leech Lake, Gaozisquatch, McCog, that we adopted him. So 1973 was a busy time all across the United States of America for Indigenous Americans. It was a time of activism, a time when peoples and women were standing up for their human rights, for their treaty rights. Indigenous Americans were standing up for recognition of their treaty rights and their sovereign rights as people of nations, because we are not ethnic minorities. We have a totally different history than the ethnic minorities in this United States of America. So one of the people that Mike talked about, and she's one of our elders in our communities, and Shirley LaDuc Fisher is in a castle. Her name is Shirley LaDuc Fisher. And she also wrote for some of the assignments that Mike Schmidt's students did while they were going to his classes at Cass Lake Bena. And Mike had asked them at that time about AIM and about the Cass Lake Bena walkout, those students, that it was 80 students who walked out in 1975. And so our elder, Shirley LaDuc Fisher, she said that she wrote about the understanding the 70s. She did this in response to one of Mike Schmidt's student assignments, like I said, while he was teaching at the Cass Lake Bena High School. And what Shirley said was that in Cass Lake, Indians had no rights, that they were expected to accept everything and anything the local leadership and business owners did. Shirley was a single parent in the 60s and 70s. She worked at seasonal jobs like cleaning cabins, tutoring for the school district, and as an aide for the State Department of Indian Education. In a paper that she wrote for Mike's class, she writes that a group of Indian parents formed a group called the Concerned Parents of Indian Students. The group was formed in response to racism in the schools. And this group was determined to change the system of racism and to have a voice in the education of the Indigenous American children in our school system here in Gamiskwawakokag. The principal responded in a public meeting by saying this about this group. He said that that group should be called Concerned Idiots of Indian Students. It was time to educate the principal, obviously, and also the people of Cass Lake. And so I'll be talking about Bagunagishik School in that time in the 1970s. And I want to say miigwech bisanda wiyeg, miigwech for listening to me, and we will talk to you again very soon. Meet you.